enjoy it, because it was only based upon what he brought to it. And he can't expect then, just because he has once enjoyed it, that he can have it again for the rest of his life, being something less than what he brought to it in the first place. In fact, the incentive should be there then to be even more than that, as much as possible, to enjoy just that much more out of it. So the individual will still have to produce, he'll still have to make plans, he'll still have to work, he'll still have to do all of the necessary things to transform his resources into the necessary secondary resources to provide the right framework for it. It'll only be what the individual puts into it, is all that he can ever expect to get out of it. And without this kind of preparation, this act, of course, is nothing more than what would be derived from a tasty dinner or enjoying a good movie or something. Maybe not just the same, but it's obviously in the same category. It's a different type. The point is, of course, that this is all the individual can expect out of it. All you can expect out of a tasty dinner is what the chef has put into it and what you know as far as eating and so forth is concerned. It isn't in the same category with constructing one's life in such a way that he can derive a benefit from it that comes from the freedom to act as one really is instead of by the mixed premises that he's been operating on. Now the question then becomes, is it possible to have this? Because, of course, what I'm giving you is speculation, unless, of course, you've already arrived at this point for yourself. I don't know. The point is that it is speculation. You have to ask yourself, in terms of what I know about life, is this possible? Is it possible to me? Is it possible that such another person can exist? Should I hold out for this? Should I accept something less than this in the meantime? All of these questions will become relevant. And it doesn't mean that the individual might not have romantic relationships with others in the meantime. There would really be no reason not to, it would seem. But the silver rule, as always, would apply. You would have to ask yourself, what kind of a person is it that I want that will share this moment with me when it comes? Now, when I define what kind of a person I want to be that second person, then I'm going to have to be that first person. And if for some reason I subjectively decide that I want a person who has never shared anything like this with anyone else before, then all I can, of course, expect to get then is what I put into it, and I would have to be that kind of person myself. Maybe that won't seem to be that important, all things considered. And maybe it would be quite all right, as in your view, to have relationships with others in the meantime, anticipating this final and complete relationship that will be at least more productive to you than any that have come before, producing greater consumption value. But at any rate, whatever relationship precedes it, it would of course have to be with the right framework, so that you are not in a vulnerable position, so that you are not locked in a box where you cannot be ready for that person when she comes along. Now, who is going to share this moment with you in your life? Who is this person? Well, it may be someone you've never met in your life up to this point, someone who is far away from you, but with whom you'll come in contact in some way. It may be someone you know right now. It may be someone who you don't think of in these terms, but who is working very hard on her own to be the kind of person that can share this kind of a moment, just as you are working very hard to be it. It may be someone that is in this position, but you can't recognize because you're not in that position, in which case you'd want to work very hard to catch up with her. It may be the individual that you're living with right now, the person you are married to. It may be that person, but it may be that neither one of you are ready for it because you haven't prepared your life properly. If that's true, if it is that situation, you and she may want to work together to find this. Whether or not it means you will stay together, you may still want to work together to help each other to prepare for this kind of a life. If this is so, that's fine. Do so, but don't kid each other, because you'll find that you can get a great deal out of it. Your respect for each other can go up tremendously by a recognition of reality as it is and no longer attempting to kid each other. You will gain respect just from the fact that the other person is anxious to look at himself where he is now and decide where he wants to go and make every attempt to get there. This will be productive of much greater respect than the false kind of familiarity that is breeded in the normal kind of marriage as we usually think of it. And I'll go into that more next week. But at any rate, the point is that don't kid each other. Don't try to tell each other that the situation is something different than what it is. This is simply making it that much harder to make the situation what you want it to be. So don't try to act as if it is that way already. And don't try to make the other person happy by saying that it is. All you're doing then is precluding the possibility that it ever will be. Because you're just simply, if the other person accepts what you say, giving an incentive to leave it as it is now. Honesty is called for. Whether you will be with this person for the rest of your life or not, either way, honesty is the more productive policy. Now, we'll get into more ramifications of this next week, including the concept of merit.